Early in the afternoon of Wednesday, November 1st, 1995, the candidates for Santa Maria High School's homecoming king and queen, Marcos Cortez, Jay Robbins, Jimmy Draper, Zachary Bowen, Christina Villavicencio, Michelle Wilcox, and April Sharp, posed for a school newspaper photo standing in a pumpkin patch adorned with jack-o'-lanterns and thick corn husks. A long-haired 17-year-old Zach stares glumly at the camera, his chin resting on top of his hand. For months, Zach had been obsessed with being anointed homecoming king. As he posed for the photo on that early November day in Santa Maria, a medium-sized California town of nearly 100,000 residents, located about 75 miles north of Santa Barbara, Zach was nervous and fidgety. Sensing his anxiety, Zach's mom, Lori, had tried repeatedly to lower his expectations about homecoming. The other boys competing for homecoming king, Lori calmly explained to Zach, had excellent grades and solid college plans. Lori wasn't underestimating her son. Zach was popular in school and had decent grades, but he had no post-graduation plans. While his long mane of blondish-brown hair, his awkward demeanor, partly a result of physically towering over his classmates, his affinity for dark, grinding metal bands like Metallica and Tool, and after-school activities that centered mostly around bashing out beats on a hulking drum kit in his house, Zach was far from the homecoming king type. Lori's predictions about the homecoming results were unsurprisingly correct. On Friday, November 3rd, 1995, after being introduced by the MC as a senior who plans on making a career out of music, Zach, who was dressed strangely in black pants, a white dress shirt, and a long, flowing black cape and was shifting nervously on his feet, stood side by side with the other candidates for king and queen under the bright lights of Santa Maria High School's football field. A billboard for a Santa Maria hair salon called Hair Studio One was directly behind him, a fitting backdrop for the long-haired, shaggy Zach. While the other candidates delivered serious speeches on school spirit, one candidate for homecoming king implored his fellow students to attend the school's football practices to marvel at the pride and dedication that people have when they're out there. Zach grabbed the microphone on his turn and suggested that Santa Maria High School institute a mandatory 2-hour nap period. The students and parents packing the bleachers laughed half-heartedly at Zach's joke. Lori enthusiastically shouted, "Go, Zach!" from the stands, but it was clear from the embarrassed look on Zach's face that he knew the odd little gag wasn't appropriate and, worse, would likely dash his chances for being elected homecoming king. A few moments later, the homecoming queen candidate beside Zach made a short, rushed speech. "Thanks to all the people who helped me publicize all this week, especially the sophomores and freshmen, thank you. Vote for me, Michelle Wilcox." And the parents of the candidates joined them all on the football field to wait for the big announcement. Then the MC cheerily announced that Jay Robbins and April Sharp, who were dressed in more traditional formal attire, a black tuxedo and a shiny black and white silk taffeta dress, for homecoming king and queen. With Lori standing by his side, Zach smiled wanly and clapped politely as his competitors were crowned. Zach was just crushed by losing homecoming, Lori remembered later. It was a blow to his already shaky self-esteem and confirmed his outsider status at Santa Maria High School. Botched joke about mandatory nap time aside, Zach could always be counted on to make his fellow students laugh. But ultimately, it seemed, they didn't really understand or have much in common with him. Soon after homecoming night, Zach became distracted during his classes, sending his grades plummeting. Lori had been pleasantly surprised by how well Zach had done in school his freshman and sophomore years, earning A's in difficult subjects like geometry, and she was devastated that Zach suddenly reversed his hard-won progress during his senior year. Worst of all, Zach began talking about dropping out of Santa Maria High School and moving in with his dad, Jack, in Washington State. Lori and Jack had gone through a bitter divorce in the early 1990s, and their two sons, Zach and his older brother by 3 years, Jed, lived with Lori and visited Jack only sporadically after the split, so Lori was surprised that Zach suddenly wanted to move in with his dad. She was especially upset because Jack was not a strong parental figure. He was a dad who behaved like one of the buddies around Zach and Jed. But Zach could not be dissuaded, and in early 1996, the second half of his senior year, he dropped out of high school, packed up his room, and headed to Jack's home in Washington.